Hey Potters, welcome to episode 264 of Cosplay the Podcast for all things cosplay and Halloween, apparently.
Because tomorrow is October. Ooh, yay, fun times. Already.
Indeed, all of the stores have plenty of fabric in stock, though I did notice at the grocery store today that they already have their Christmas stuff out in the back.
Yeah. Of course they do. I mean, that's pretty normal about this time of year. If they didn't have their Christmas stuff up, I would be very concerned because a lot of that stuff is already cycled like midway through September. A lot of the Halloween stuff is already discounted unless you're like Spirit or Party City, then that stuff's still probably full price.
Well, generally, they'll put the Halloween stuff out right after Labor Day because they have to wait for school to start before they can move the school supplies out. So then they move the school supplies out and they put Halloween in the stationery section. And then they put Thanksgiving in the home decor section. Just because there's more like turkey type stuff and fall type stuff that goes in the home decor section for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the garden area, they have their Christmas stuff. So it's usually out in the back, kind of out of sight, out of mind, unless you actually go back there. But as of today, it's starting to
creep out.
Yeah, it's creeping out of the garden center and into the main part of the store now. So the sections are almost touching, and I don't want to know what will happen to the world if the Halloween section of the store and the Christmas part of the store cross streams.
They would get my tree is what they would get.
Yeah, I don't think the two sections are supposed to ever be adjacent to each other.
We have movies about Halloween that take place on Christmas and vice versa. There's whole genres of movies about this, and it's totally fine. Nothing has exploded yet. Tamlin said, Night Before Christmas. There you go. Perfect example.
Also true, which I'm sure people will be watching this weekend along with Hocus Pocus 2, which just came out.
Came out today! I'm having a watch party with it tomorrow. That's my wind down for tomorrow because it's going to be a long day. It's doing a lot of fun fall things tomorrow, but it's also work related. Right. So I need that wind down time.
I agree, Sharkator. The world will probably implode. But, you know, something came to me as I was thinking about Halloween last weekend, because I was going through my head going, okay, what costume am I going to wear? Am I going to go to a Halloween party? And like, just start thinking about generally what I want to do for Halloween, especially because it's on a Monday.
Yeah.
And then I realized that Halloween decor is just cosplay for a house.
Yeah.
And then I was like, huh. So how is Nick Cage's house going to cosplay this year? Like, does he do Halloween decor outside?
That's how you tie it in.
What Halloween decor would it be? Because I don't have a yard. So I have literally like the railing that keeps me from going off the second story and down to the floor. That's the only thing I can decorate. There's nothing else like around here that I can decorate. So I can't really do much of anything outside, which is also another reason why Christmas is kind of more my thing than Halloween, is because there's a lot more Christmas decor inside that I can put inside as opposed to outdoors, which is normally where all the lights go. Halloween's kind of the reverse because there's all sorts of inflatables and scenes that people mock up around their house and that sort of thing. And I just don't have real estate for that at the moment.
There is a lot more indoor Halloween decor that I've noticed over the years because I was able to get more than my normal amount. Of course, you can also make your own, which I've absolutely been doing. What I've also done this year, because I don't have a lawn anymore, which is great. Yay! But because I don't have a lawn, I can't put up my inflatables or anything like that. But I have really big windows and lots of them. So I have been able to string up my lights and I've been able to do them indoors safely without any problems, just using the little suction cup hookers, and they've been easy, no problem. But I've got window clings. I've made a bunch of my own stuff using a bunch of my leftover cosplay supplies. And I mean, it's turning out fantastic. I'm having a blast with it.
Definitely. I'm actually using up some of my leftover cosplay fabric at the moment because I noticed, and I probably should have been more cognizant of this over time, if you have one of those rolly chairs and then you have a very smooth floor surface and you don't put anything underneath the chair, Bad things tend to happen.
I slide around quite often. I'm working on the rug thing, guys. I swear it's on my list. I just haven't found one that I like, and I think I'm gonna have to make my own because it's another home decor thing I gotta make.
That's exactly what I'm working on between the clothing piece that I'm working on right now and that. I'm trying to use up some of my old upholstery fabric that I can't really use for anything that's cosplay related just because it's too stiff. It doesn't drape worth anything. So at most, I could make like a backpack with it. And even then, it's ivory white fabric. It's
Oh.
going to stain like no one's business. So it's
Yeah.
like, it's not really useful for anything. So I'm finally sitting down and making a rug for my cosplay work area so that my chair doesn't go whee!
Nice.
So I'm doing that. And then as I have moved into cosplay updates,
Yeah, I
I'm
guess this is
actually,
cosplay updates.
yeah, this is actually the front panel to a cummerbund type thing that I have been hand stitching down really, really close to the seam. And I'm doing it by hand because my sewing machine just doesn't have a foot that can get close enough the way I want to do it. I want it to be like right next to the seam, almost invisible zipper foot level. But I need kind of a straight edge to act as a guide so that I know how far away and I don't want to draw on it. You'll be so proud of me. I did not mark with pen or pencil on the fabric. I'm eyeballing the guideline
Oh, I'm so
for this.
happy. Yay.
And originally, this is supposed to be for like professional settings because it's actually leftover Arwen suede as I'm trying to use up more cosplay fabric. So this is a really nice fabric. But I realized I can also use this for a closet cosplay for UA because the whole moon thing and gray and silver and blue colors would work out really well for that and be comfortable. I won't have to wear a giant pair of wings everywhere, which would be amazing. So I've been working on hand sewing this, and I'm almost done hand stitching down, and then I can finish sewing everything else. But you can notice how badly that fabric is fraying like nobody's business. Holy cow, it's really, really bad. It looks like grass. So I'm gonna have to do a lot of trimming, and I'm probably going to have to interface the back just to keep it from fraying further, because that'd be a lot of fray check, yo.
That's a lot of free check.
And the other thing I wanted to show you guys, I mentioned this episode before last, is about the whole floor mat thing for those who are trying to use up cosplay supplies. And you want to be able to transport delicate things or store them without them getting damaged. And so I wanted to show you guys what you can do is floor mat, extra piece of floor mat. It's not a whole floor mat. You can see I've actually cut pieces out of it. So this is actually leftover. But if you want to use this up, and it's not a large enough piece to use for any pieces of armor that you might have around, you can take your props, and this is actually a blade from one of my Erza costumes. And you take it. And you trace the outline of it onto your floor mat. So this is a time when using pen is okay. You can trace this with pen,
The
it's
one
okay.
time. Just don't do it on fabric. That's all I
Right.
ask.
But you trace the outline of this onto your floor mat. And once you've done that, then you actually trace a second time and you go about an inch out, about a half an inch to an inch out. It just depends on how thick you want your cover to be. And then you cut out both lines. So what you're left with is a little outline and it looks just like this. And you can see this is about a half inch thick. So if you wanted it thicker than this, you could go thicker than this. But the whole point of doing that, aside from using up spare floor mat, is because that way I can now protect the edge of this when I go transport it to conventions. You see it fits perfectly all the way around all of the edges. Or if I wanted to, I could either use something like tag board, those trifold things that you used to use as a kid in middle school to make presentations. Or you could actually cut two more pieces of floor mat if you have enough and make a little box. So you
Yeah.
have front and back,
That's what I would
and that way
do.
it's nicely sandwiched, and you can just use that to store this. And that way I won't damage any of the edges. It's nice and padded, and it goes squish squish when you push it. So that is what I wanted to show you as a kind of like 2-minute tutorial of how you can use up your spare floor mats to protect your lovely, delicate props. And I actually do this anytime I have any sort of like prop weapon blades or anything like that. Sometimes I'll use it for accessories too. I always use up my spare floor mat to create a little like storage container. It's not always a box because I don't always make the two sides. Sometimes I just have it like this. But yeah, very useful. And floor mats are relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, you're readily available.
You can get a pack of four on a good day for anywhere between $8 and $11. If you pay any more than that, don't, because they will go on sale. And then you can pay the correct amount of money for them and not like $20 because that's overpriced. And you can get a pack of four at your friendly local hardware retailer of your choice. You can go to Lowe's, you can go to Ace, you can go to Home Depot, any of those. You can order them online from Amazon. Some retailers actually sell them in rolls now.
Yes.
They don't even sell the tiles anymore. You just get a giant 20-foot roll.
I have a roll. I have a very big roll. Uh-huh. But I used it to store all of my props when I was moving, so it was perfect for me.
Uh-huh. It works great. And of course, these are recyclable too, because
yeah.
I can just cut them into smaller pieces and then reassemble them as needed until the pieces get too small for you to be able to use. But I mean, that's just like anything that you cut up into scraps for cosplay. Fabric, too. If the scrap's too small to use it, chuck it. But yeah.
Very
cool.
That's
all I have for cosplay update.
Nice. Well, mine is pretty simple because I'm still in housing mode, aka decorating all the things mode. But my craft room, for the most part, is pretty much done. I'm holding on pause because I can't find a pegboard that I really like. And that's annoying me. I'm either finding the super industrial ones that are great for your garage, but they're too heavy duty for my needs, and they're just not going to work for the space. Or I'm finding the crafty ones, which are way too low tech and hold nothing.
They're flimsy.
They are super flimsy. And I'm like, crud, what am I going to do? So I've kind of put that on hold. I'm still working on a floor map. That's fine. But everything else is ready to go. I've gotten to the point where it's just like, I'm sewing a lot of things. Not cosplay things yet, but we're getting there. I've hit that point now where I'm like, I want to make a costume. I need to make a costume. So I've already, like you can see, I pulled the lady fancy dress form out. She's wearing one of the many things that I have been making over the last week. This is part of the home decor section, is I have witch hats going in every single room to match the themes of the rooms. This will obviously go in the kitchen. This one is obviously going to go in the sewing room, so it's staying in here. It's fun and it's whimsical and it makes sense. I like it immensely. So it's mostly just been getting things set up, getting things walked around, moved around, buying my supplies. I'm glad I stashed up on all of my rewards points and my coupons, because boy, did I save what I made on my last trip to the store. I only paid $1.29 for a big roll of 4mm foam. And then 10 cents for a dowel rod. That was the foam dowel rods. Yeah, buddy.
Though the wooden ones are also incredibly useful.
They're incredibly useful, but I needed the foam one. So the foam one would save me way, way, way oodles amount of time. Instead of me having to kind of shape it myself and fill it and all that junk, I was like, no, this will save me so much time. So I'm glad I got it for 10 cents. Yay. Rewards points helps, kids. So yeah, I'm hoping that soon I'll be able to actually share some cosplay progress of what I'm working on next. But in the meantime, I'm just like, yep, space is ready to go. I'm busy with work, but I want to sew something. So I'm sure I'll have like a lot of 2 a.m. sessions where I'm like, yep, I'm sewing. This is what we're doing.
Yep. And good luck to you, Sakura.
Yes, yes. I mentioned that in chat. Good luck.
And speaking of purchasing things, stocking up, and gift giving.
Good segue.
Why don't we get into today's topic for today?
Yes, we are going to talk about some fun holiday things or a gift-giving guide for the cosplayer in your life, especially since the holidays are around the corner. But this can be good for like birthdays, anniversaries, or, hey, you're an awesome human being, here's a gift, cosplayer.
You'd never need a reason to give somebody a gift.
If absolutely.
That's what you want to do, then you go for it.
You do.
So I will mention that there are apparently plenty of retailers that are suddenly doing October sales, and I have no idea why.
Reasons.
It's supposed to be for Christmas. They're just doing it in October. I guess it's to drum up sales or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But these are going to be gift ideas that go beyond the gift card. Because obviously a gift card is the easiest way to go. If you don't necessarily know what the cosplayer needs, or if it has to be a particular size, particular color, that sort of thing, then obviously a gift card is the easiest way to go. But if you want to maybe either go above and beyond or get something that maybe they didn't really know that they needed, but they will totally use because there are plenty of gifts like that. And I know the very first one that I would love to receive would be a sewing machine maintenance kit. And you don't have to purchase like a whole maintenance kit. You can actually make one by just buying the little components that come with it. So get a little thing of sewing machine oil, get a pack of fresh needles, maybe a small thing of canned air so that you can blow out the insides and clean it out. Maybe you want to get a gift card or an appointment for them at your local sewing machine shop so that they can get a tune-up for their sewing machine. Maybe you want to toss in just a couple of little sewing machine sundries that make sewing a little bit easier, like maybe a little magnetic wrist plate for holding pins and needles. If they happen to get, like me, really stiff fingers in the winter just because it gets so cold, you can actually get a pair of quilter's gloves that have compression in them, and that will help, keep the hands warm in the wintertime because, surprise, this is Texas, but it actually does get really cold in the winter sometimes. So you could just put little sundries together, as much or as little as you want. There's no price limit on anything like this because it's kind of a custom gift. So you can assemble whatever you want to put in it, and then maybe just get either a nice cloth bag or sew a nice cloth bag. Doesn't have to be fancy. And then put it in there and put a little nice bow on top.
There you go.
Easy peasy. And if they're a particular fan of something, like maybe they really like Legend of Zelda, make a little cloth Legend of Zelda bag. They make fabric for that sort of thing now. It'd be cute. And that doesn't have to be expensive. Like I said, you don't have to spend $100 on this. You could probably assemble one easily for under 20 bucks. Your turn.
So my first thought was to do a convention care package. So
Ooh.
you could get something custom tailored to your friend. So it's like you could do a custom ID badge for like their favorite character or to match a cosplay that you know that they might be wearing kind of soon. Maybe themed water bottle, like nice heavy water bottle for them. So that way they have something to carry with them so they can always stay hydrated, which is good for them. But even simple things like so like some of their favorite snacks. So they're going to have that on the go. Hand wipes and hand sanitizer things, so that way they can keep themselves nice and healthy. Maybe even make them a couple of face masks. If you want to get really fancy, if you know that they're going to a convention soon where their favorite voice actor or an actress they want to meet is there, maybe you can get them some merch that they want to have signed by said actor or actress. You can even go all out, and if you can get them like a good convention backpack, because there are some really nice, simple backpacks that you can get at most retailers or even online through like Amazon that are $30 or less. I know the one that I took with me to Disney World only cost $19.99, and it's the best backpack I've ever had in my entire life. So, so that could be a fun little option, just kind of like a convention kit, just tailor-made to your friend.
Yeah, and you could actually do something similar if you wanted to give like a little care kit for cosplayers to use at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe you could toss in a little package of their favorite tea or their favorite coffee. And like you mentioned, throw in some snacks because you need to keep your energy up while you're working on cosplay at home. Maybe throw in some bath additives. So at the end of the day, when they're done working on the cosplay, they can take a nice hot bath and have some nice aromatherapy and just sit back and relax. Maybe you want to get them a little scrubby kit for their hands so that you can have some really nice scented soap and just kind of, relax your hands at the end of the day. 'Cause man, my hands get stiff after sewing for like 4 or 5 hours on a cosplay. 'Cause you kind of get into that groove and you don't want to stop because your momentum is going and you just go, and it's like, it's been 5 hours already. And then you realize how sore you are after that. So yeah, you could make a little kind of a home care kit. Nothing really fancy, just little things. If you want to make it holiday themed, then maybe you could do like a cup of hot chocolate and maybe have little marshmallows in it or holiday candy. I mean, you could even give them like a little holiday themed bracelet or something. Just as a little trinket, a little accessory to kind of personalize it for them.
That's a good expansion on the care package there.
Credit's all yours.
So aside from that, my brain is kind of like thinking of jumping into the next part is all the tools.
Yes.
Upgrading your tools. And I think a good, basic, easy one that every cosplayer would love is getting them a much better hot glue gun. High temp.
Multi-temp is even better if you can manage it.
If you can manage the multi-temp, but even just getting a nicer quality high temp glue gun makes a world of difference. It is incredible how much better their crafting will be. And I'm going to promise you, it doesn't matter what level cosplayer that they are, they may very rarely use the hot glue gun. When they get a new one, they will be very happy about it.
They will use it. They It'll will get used. Make time to use it.
It will get used.
If you can get the micro-tipped ones,
yes,
they're even better than the standard cheapo, like $3 ones you can get in there, because you can actually get into nooks and crannies for props much, much easier, and you're less likely to get glue where you don't want it.
So good.
Now, just bear in mind, with a high-temp glue gun, the glue gets very hot. If you are accustomed to a low-temp glue gun... You can actually burn yourself and cause blisters.
Yes.
If you touch the glue even after waiting like 5 seconds. If you touch it, it's still roastingly hot. So you may also wish to get them like a little thing of aloe vera gel just in case.
Oh.
You know, self-care kit again. And also a little pack of spare glue sticks would be nice.
Yes, that would be great. If you got the glue gun plus a pack of glue sticks, heaven done.
If you wanted to be fancy, you could assemble one of those assortment glue stick kits.
Ooh.
That have like the glitter glue sticks.
Exactly what I was
thinking. And the glow-in-the-dark glue sticks. And the Gorilla glue sticks. You could get a little assortment and assemble a little bag for them. It'd be cute. For tools... Honestly, I would get a cosplayer a gift card, not a general gift card, but a specific one for scissor sharpening.
Mm.
Because one of the best things you can do to keep your scissors maintained is to keep them sharp. Sharp scissors are safe scissors. You're not likely to sit there and try and push harder than you have to because your blades are dull. And it can cost you as little as $5. To get a good set of shears sharpened. And you'll want to do this for any kind of scissors that you use in dressmaking. So fabrics especially, please have a separate set of scissors for your fabrics.
Please.
Have those sharpened. And then if you have any scissors that you use that have micro tips on them.
Mm,
in other words, scissors that are specifically used because they are very sharp at the tip. If you have to make very tiny cuts in anything, get those sharpened too. So it can be pretty inexpensive, like $5 or $10 as a gift card so that they can go and get their scissors sharpened so that they're nice and safe and they last you longer.
That's a good one. My next suggestion would be going for a heat gun. And specifically, this would be good for cosplayers who are just starting out and wanting to dabble in like prop making and armor work. Because those who have been doing it for a long time probably already have a heat gun. So in those situations, you might want to ask your friend and be like, hey, what kind do you have? And then you can go search for better models after that. But if you know somebody who's just starting on prop making or armor, heat gun's a great way to go. If they have that tool, it can save them a lot of time and a lot of trouble with molding all that foam. And all those thermoplastics and all the warpla and everything else in between.
It can also help if you need to disassemble something because you messed up. If you say assemble something with hot glue and then you figure out, oh, I put that in the wrong place. You can actually use the heat gun to heat up the glue and then pull it back apart again if you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of devices that can help new cosplayers that are just getting into the hobby and working with props and things, would be a small cutting tool kit. So you can get maybe a utility knife or box cutter.
That was my next one.
You can get them a rotary cutter.
Yep.
You can get them a like one of those two sets, a set of two scissors where you get one set of dressmaker shears and then one smaller set of scissors, and they'll usually cost you like 17, 20 bucks. So get all three of those together, and that way they have their choice of different types of cutting tools that they can use for different parts of the cosplay making process. As I will tell you, that rotary cutter makes your life so much easier when you're making bias tape and you have to cut strips of fabric over and over and over, and they all have to be the same size.
Yes.
And then likewise, if you need to ever cut things like tag board or poster board when you're sitting there making patterns or making the structure of props, having a really sharp utility knife with some spare blades around is a heaven send. So much easier than trying to cut your way using scissors that are held open, or trying to use an actual paring knife or anything else you might try and do, because sometimes cosplayers just don't know any better, or sometimes they literally don't have those tools around, so they're using what they got. So having a utility set like that would be awesome.
Tamlin's comment of, I don't know how I lived before a rotary tool. Same.
Agreed.
Same. I don't know why I was cutting my bias tape the way I was until I had a rotary tool. I'm like, wow, this makes a world of difference, doesn't it?
And also, if you can afford it, you don't have to, but if you can, add a cutting mat.
Yes.
The self-healing ones are better if you can swing it, but if not, just any kind of basic cutting mat is definitely a big help. It'll save your tabletop.
Will. That's actually a good suggestion for what I had next was to build a little foam bundle kit where it just has different various
Yes.
sizes of foam that are available. You can get the fun little dowel rods on top of that, but you could also get cutting tools as well, such as the mat and then the X-Acto knives and all that type of stuff too. But just little bits and pieces here and there. So every cosplayer loves foam, regardless of the size. So you can't go wrong with buying foam.
They will use it.
It will get
Send it, and
used.
it will get used. And actually, to go with the foam, maybe a small adhesives kit
Yes, I
with
was
all the
thinking that
different
too.
household with all the different household adhesives that they can think of using and experiment with, so you can figure out which adhesives should not be used with which materials. Foam specifically, do not use hot glue with foam. It will melt it. So will spray
Sometimes.
adhesive. But you could get like some E6000 epoxy, you could get some hot glue, you can get some Elmer's glue, you could even get them one of the smaller like trial sizes of Mod Podge so that they could use that, because that's also an adhesive in addition to being a sealer. But just small trial sizes. You don't have to get like a big tub of epoxy. You don't need JB Weld for them. Just a little trial size one, and just get like maybe four or five different types for them to try. They will use them, I
It will
promise
get
you.
used.
It will.
So this one kind of shifts to away from the foamy products and more of the smelly stuff. I was thinking of a wig color sample ring.
Yes, those are so helpful.
They are incredibly helpful, and at least every single major cosplay wig maker has some form of sample ring or sample slots that you can just kind of create your own little ring if you want to. And man, especially for those types of colors, it takes years and years and years before they move them out of rotation. So your cosplayer friend will get a lot of use out of that sample ring for many years to come. So you don't have to worry about a color just instantly going out of stock and being unavailable forever. Like it was a limited time run. No. They put their tried and true colors on those rings, so you know that it'll get used up.
And speaking of having a color sample, getting someone a small sample set of nice acrylic paints. Or if you don't want to get the paints, you can splurge on a nice set of paint brushes.
Yes. Oh
Because I will
boy.
tell you, there is a massive difference between the uber cheap paint brushes that you can get for like 50 cents a piece, and then the nice $20 kits that come with the natural hair paint brushes. And not only do you get natural hair, but you get an assortment of sizes and the shape
Sizes.
of the tip of the paintbrush. And you can use those for all sorts of effects when you're painting with them on props.
Yes.
And it is so nice. I finally, in the last year, for the first time, I actually splurged on a nice natural hair paint set. And they go with my uber nice ceram coat paints. And I have a lot better control now because I have those paint brushes. They also last longer. Hairs don't fall out as quickly. I don't have to worry about the coating on the paintbrush coming off. And then I have to use like masking tape to mask up the entire handle on the paintbrush. And it's such a pain. They're easier to clean and keep clean. Oh, they're so nice. Please splurge. They're only like $20. You don't have to get like Bob Ross kit level expensive paintbrushes.
No.
Just a nice natural hair set is plenty sufficient for a cosplayer.
Yeah, my silk brush set. Oh, it's genius. I love them. I'll never paint the same way again. Well, because I know we're getting close to time and wrapping it up, but the other one that I had on my brain was to get a canvas wig head. Because let me tell you,
yes,
my life has changed in all of my wig making stuff, and I will never use styrofoam ever again unless it's for storage. I have two wigs that classify for storage that require a head, and that's fine. But if I want to actually work on a wig, get a canvas wig head. They can range in price anywhere from like $15 to $45. You can get some that's just the standard khaki color, and those are on the cheaper end, but that's still made of the same material as the ones that are like $45, which have different patterns and prints and colors on them. Same concept, though, because they're all filled with cork, and it's just, they're sturdy, they're a lot more stable. You don't have to worry about them falling apart so easily because with styrofoam, it all just picks apart really fast. You can stick all the pins in the universe in them and they're fine. You can keep on going. It's just been a wonderful tool and I'm so glad that I have one of them now. And I will probably get another one so I can work on multiple wigs at the same time. It's worth the investment to get a canvas one. So that's a great gift option.
And if you can splurge, adding a stand or a clamp is also a huge help when you're working with a wig head.
Super big requirement. The clamps that are available are actually relatively affordable. Like they used to be really, really pricey, but they're very inexpensive now. Mm-hmm. The nice thing with the clamps is that they will clamp at most tables, desks, or dresser drawers as long as there's a thin enough lip for it. And I'm talking like, because you just kind of twist it to clamp it down. So, I mean, as long as you have a lip, you can pretty much get it to clamp anywhere, which is nice.
And even if you don't have a lip, you can get something like a yardstick or a ruler and place it on the table and give yourself a lip.
Exactly.
Yeah, easy to do, but definitely having the stand makes it a lot more stable so that you have two hands to work with.
Absolutely. It's worth it.
It is. Before we get too close to a trademarked phrase, let's go ahead and bring it in, unless you have anything else you wish to add for that segment.
I don't believe so. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we could add in for good tie-in wrap-up, other than gift cards. But we know gift cards are always a great option, because if you just don't know and you just want to give your cosplayer friends something that they really want, money is always a good option.
I would say, kind of as an ending one, that safety is a really good gift you can give a cosplayer. If you know they don't have safety equipment, get them a pair of safety goggles.
There you go.
Get them a little pack of N95 respirator masks so that they can work with things like sawdust or foam dust, especially if you use things like a Dremel often. It's really good to have that safety equipment to cosplay for longer because you will be healthier.
There you go.
In the long run. So safety is always a good gift to give people.
We know Amber is very big about safety, so that's very important.
Yes. Safety first. This is why I said you should give, you know, aloe vera gel when giving a hot glue gun.
Aloe vera gel is a fantastic option for so many different reasons, so just get it in general.
Yes. It is useful in many situations.
Very much so. Or if you want to have a nice smooth scalp, it's great at massaging your scalp.
Well, I believe that brings an end to our cosplay holiday gift giving guide.
Yes, I think we actually mentioned a lot of stuff that we haven't brought up before, so hopefully people will find that useful this holiday season.
Indeed, and of course, if you all would like to let us know what you would put into a holiday gift package for your favorite cosplayer, or let us know maybe what you'd like to receive, and maybe a secret Santa in your life will see it, and you shall receive. Who knows? Or let us know what sort of Nick Cage accessory that we should put into a cosplay holiday gift package. Please feel free to join in the conversation via our social media, which of course you can find here.
It's over there in the corner. If you're watching us, it's by Amber right there. It doesn't move ever. So there you go. But if you're listening, visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook or Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, or on YouTube and Twitter at cospodcast.
Of course, you can email us podcast@cospod.org, where you will get an answer from each one of us, along with assorted Nick Cage memes. That's a cosplay holiday package from us. Otherwise, please stay safe, stay healthy out there, keep working on this cosplay so that we can all see your shining, smiling faces at a convention locally ASAP. We will see you guys next time in episode 265. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Good night.
Bye, guys!